Doing It, written by Melvin Burgess and read by Colin Moody. One reason why Jackie despised Dino so very much was because she was it too. She'd been it since she was little, just like Dino. Unlike Dino, she'd put such childishness behind her. She knew that she thought far too much of herself and didn't like herself for it, but she couldn't avoid the conclusions that she was far more mature than most of her fellow students. Certainly far more than any of the boys, who were mere children. That didn't stop them from wanting her, of course. They knew she would. They knew she had. They knew she did. But not with the likes of them. To get anywhere with Jackie, you had to be so grown up you were almost old. Her boyfriend, Simon, was 8 years older than she was. He occasionally picked her up after school in his car. He had his own flat where she often stayed over, with her parents' consent. They trusted him. By his side, Tino was a foolish boy child. There was no reason on earth for her to swap. She only snogged him that night out of curiosity. The club held its monthly disco that evening. People let their hair down a bit, had a few slow dances, got into a clinch or two, a bit of a grope. Jackie had been going out with Simon for 2 years. She was very faithful, but she was starting to feel that she was missing out on this kind of thing. Perhaps that was why, when Dino came up and asked her to dance, instead of rolling her eyes and telling him no again, she shrugged and let him hold her close and waltz around the room with her. She allowed him to manoeuvre his thigh between hers, felt him swell against her stomach, and felt tickled. Tickled enough to allow him to kiss her as the track was ending, just out of curiosity.